American Family News, I'm Rusty Pugh. President Trump confirming in a phone interview on CNBC the U.S. will be imposing new tariffs on pharmaceuticals in the coming weeks.
We'll be putting a initially small tariff on pharmaceuticals, but in 1 year, one and a half years maximum, it's going to go to 150%, and then it's going to go to 250% because we want pharmaceuticals made in our country.
Texas Democrats left their state amid a special session of the state legislature this weekend to deny Republicans a vote to approve their new congressional map, which would give the GOP a 5-seat advantage in Congress. Texas Governor Greg Abbott says redistricting also serves to give non-white voters a chance to be heard.
Four of the five new seats will be a majority Hispanic seats. One of the seats is going to restore the Barbara Jordan seat over in the Houston area.
Abbott says arrest warrants have been issued for those Democrats. Political strategist Tiffany Marie Brannon talks about where things go from here.
It's amazing what Democrats will do to avoid working. But really, where are the adults in the Democratic Party? At the end of the day, this is all about power. They do not care about the fact that they have real live American Texans who need their help. They are terrified of the fact that they're going to lose five seats when this redistricting happens because they will go most likely toward Republicans. And so instead of doing their job and showing up for, you know, the offices that were there for them elected by the people, they're running away to these states like Illinois, where you have Governor Pritzker saying he's going to do everything in his power to protect them. Protect them from what? Working? Doing their job?
Meanwhile, a Texas-based public policy analyst does not believe the Democrats' latest political stunt will be successful. Chad Groening has more.
With the 4 p.m. Monday deadline passed, Texas Governor Greg Abbott instructed the Texas Department of Public Safety to arrest, quote, delinquent Texas House Democrats who had fled the state as a stunt to deny a quorum to halt GOP efforts to redraw the state's congressional maps. The proposed new maps, which President Trump supports, could potentially help Republicans in the U.S. House of Representatives pick up five seats. Sherry Sylvester is a distinguished senior fellow at Texas Public Policy Foundation.
Trump beat Harris by over 1.5 million votes. So the people of the state have made it very clear which side they're on, and the majority want to be represented by Republicans.
Sylvester says the Democrats are pulling another Exodus stunt.
It seems to me that what we're seeing now is just part of the Democrats redefining rock bottom. So we've got Texas Democrats looking for refuge in Illinois, of all places, in California, of all places, and New York, of all places.
Sylvester says people have been fleeing blue states.
In the last decade, 2 million people have left New York because of Democrat policies there, many of them coming to Texas. And of course, we've got a huge exodus of people from California to Texas. So the strategy of we're going to just walk out and not play, it's likely to be short term and likely to be unsuccessful.
I'm Chad Groening.
A 2-year-long manhunt is over. Lillian Wu explains.
Convicted felon Darsha Trey Sapp, who managed to elude police for more than 2 years, is finally behind bars. 27-year-old Sapp, wanted on a warrant for attempted first-degree murder, was captured after Winter Haven, Florida police responded to Abbey Lane Apartments. He initially ran from police, hiding in an apartment. Police then evacuated innocent occupants. When Sapp exited, he tried to run, purposely running into and knocking down a female officer. He was then tasered by two officers and taken into custody, first medically cleared, then transported to the Sheriff's Processing Center in Polk County, which has 3 warrants out for him. The officer he shoved was not injured. Lillian Wu, Fox News.
And U.S. stocks are slipping today following the latest discouraging signal on the U.S. economy. More news available online at AFN.net and download the AFN mobile app. I'm Rusty Pugh.